The Broncos have made their way to the Bay Area, hopeful to end a holiday weekend with a win against the rival Raiders.
We want to win on Sunday. Everything we're doing this week is pointed to Sunday.
Behind a new offensive attack, Denver is in search of finding an identity with the ball.
He has an opportunity to go out there and, you know, show that you can be the guy.
There's a lot to be thankful for on defense, as Von Miller is hungry for another sack against the Silver and Black.
You got to go out there and win. You know, every individual is out there playing for something.
We hope you left room for leftovers. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. It's a rainy day here in Oakland as the Broncos turn to Paxton Lynch to try and change the season's forecast. The good news for the Broncos, they've won 10 out of 12 against the Raiders, and a win today would ensure at least a 500 record in divisional play for the 37th time in 48 seasons. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Broncos TV pregame show. I'm Phil Milani. We hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving, and we have a great show in store for you today. We have a one-on-one with head coach Vance Joseph, plus Broncos insider Steve Atwater will be along with his keys to the game. But first, let's check in with the players, as just moments ago, they made their way inside the Coliseum.
Ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go, man.
The guys are ready to go, and the Broncos are looking for their first road win since last season, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. And interestingly enough, that's the last time Paxton Lynch started a game. For more, here's Matt Boyer, who's one-on-one with head coach Vance Joseph.
Coach, this week you make the decision to go with Paxton. You're a big proponent about controlling only what you can control.
Absolutely.
What do you need to do to make sure that he's both comfortable and in control?
It starts with running the football. You know, if we can control the running game Sunday, that's going to help Paxton play in his comfort zone. That's going to provide also short third downs for him. As a young quarterback, running the football is a must, and providing short third downs is a must also.
This has been a busy week. We've got the holiday. There have been some staff changes along your staff. How have you made sure that the guys are focused, and what have they done to make sure the focus is on the Raiders?
Right. Everyone's working to win a game. You know, that's our focus each week. You know, everyone's working hard just to win one game. So it's been no issues with guys working. So Sunday morning, you know, we're going to tee it up and see what happens.
Coach, best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Lynch will certainly need the help of his supporting cast today. Demaryius Thomas, with one catch today, would become the sixth active player with 600 career receptions. For more, here's Broncos insider Steve Atwater with his keys to the game.
Thanks, Phil. And here are the keys to the game. The first key, Paxton Lynch. First off, Paxton Lynch needs to protect the football at all costs. He also needs to use his legs to get out of trouble when he gets into trouble. That's one of his greatest attributes as a quarterback, being able to get out of trouble. Thirdly, he needs to lead the team and get the confidence of the team. The way he does that is to make sure that he's executing the plays the same way that he did in practice. And I think we'll be in good shape. The second key to the game is winning the turnover battle. The Broncos have won a league-leading 31 straight games when we've won the turnover battle, and this year we haven't done that nearly as much, and that's why our record speaks for itself. When we win the turnover battle, we'll win the football game. The third key to the game is that the entire team plays with swagger and confidence for a full four quarters. I've seen it for one quarter. I've seen it for a total half, but I haven't seen it for four quarters. If we can play for four quarters with confidence and swagger, we'll bring the victory back from Oakland. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, Steve. Today also a big day for Broncos interim offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave, who took over that role earlier this week after the Broncos parted way with Mike McCoy. Of course, Musgrave coached here the last two seasons as offensive coordinator, calling the plays for the Raiders' seventh-ranked offense a year ago. For more, let's go once again to Matt Boyer, who's standing by inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Welcome inside the Broncos locker room. The equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before today's game. Now, the big storyline coming into this one, as everybody knows, Paxton Lynch getting his first start of the 2017 season. We heard from head coach Vance Joseph earlier. He said that it's going to be important to make Lynch feel very comfortable in this one, and that means the running attack. The rushing game is going to be crucial for the Broncos all afternoon, especially when it comes to Northern California kids Devontae Booker and CJ Anderson. On the defensive side of the ball, the Broncos are going to be focused on stopping Marshawn Lynch. Last time out, the Broncos held Lynch under 50 yards rushing. This time around, the Broncos are going to want to do the exact same thing in order to force Derek Carr into those third and long passing downs. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com. After today's game, Phil and myself will be live right here inside the Broncos locker room. We'll also have Coach Joseph and Paxton Lynch live at the podium. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. We're back here field level with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason for your matchup of the game. And we've been talking a lot about Paxton Lynch. What does he need to do today against this Raiders defense?
Well, what he needs to do is make quick decisions. And I think the offense is going to set him up for that. A simplified offense that maybe has him doing a lot of first read stuff, maybe some second read stuff, but the quick decisions, that comes down to when he's under the pass rush, making that choice either to throw the ball or get out of the pocket, either step up and scramble or move laterally to extend the play right or left. Give the receivers a chance to break off their routes, do some things off script. You can scramble from there, but also maybe you can hit a vertical pass from there. Either way, make that decision either to throw in the pocket or get out of the pocket immediately and avoid being a stationary target for Oakland's pass rush.
Yeah, cater the game plan a little bit to Paxton Lynch's skill set, take off when needed. On the other side of the ball, though, Mace, this Raiders defense sacked Trevor Siemian four times in the first matchup. They're going through a little bit of turmoil this week, too, right?
Yeah, their pass rush has really struggled since that game, and Ken Norton Jr., the defensive coordinator, was dismissed this week. John Pagano takes over. He's very familiar, of course, to Colorado football fans, the Pagano family, big up in the Boulder area, of course. But John Pagano was the Chargers defensive coordinator for the last few years. And the thing with Pagano is he's going to throw a few tactical curveballs at you in any game plan. And he's going to try to mess you up and deceive you pre-snap. So it's going to be key for Paxton Lynch to identify what Pagano is doing pre-snap. He's going to show corner blitz. Maybe he's going to show some A-gap blitzes. He may have to make a few adjustments pre-snap to what Pagano and the Raiders defense shows. So the onus is going to be on Paxton Lynch to identify what kind of curveballs Pagano throws at him.
The good news for Lynch is that this Raiders defense does not have an interception this season. That's the first time this late, 10 games into the season, a team has not had a single interception. Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday for First and 10 at 10. That's 10 to noon every weekday. Or you can give him a follow on Twitter at Mace Denver or on DenverBroncos.com. Check him out tomorrow for his next day notebook. Now here's Paxton Lynch on what this opportunity means for him.
I take it obviously as an opportunity to go out there and, you know, show that you can be the guy. They called my number, so I've been preparing this whole time, whether it was out here on the practice field or in the training room when I couldn't come out here. So I'm confident where I am and what we can do this weekend.
He's definitely tall, so we can see the field. He can really throw it all over the field with his strength. He just needs time on task, and so this will be good. This will be another step in his development.
I want to go out there and win the game, obviously. However that happens, you know, however we got to do that. And I think that, you know, we got a good game plan, and we're moving towards that.
Back here, field level now with Matt Boyer as the rain picks up a little bit here. Matt, we've talked a lot about this Broncos offense, but what about the defense? They're third in the league in terms of yards allowed, but 28th in terms of points allowed.
I think a lot of that has to do just looking at the schedule. You give up more than 40 points in back-to-back games, that's going to skew your average a little bit. However, as you mentioned it, you know, it doesn't feel like the Broncos get hit for a lot of big chunks, right? It's like it's the backs, it's the tight ends. That's the story of this defense throughout the season. That's given them the most trouble. So while it hasn't hurt them in totality, like in big numbers, as you mentioned, as far as points per game. I do think that it is going to be imperative today to make sure Marshawn Lynch and these tight ends don't take advantage of that Bronco defense.
And they've been put in some tough situations last week. You know, we see the interception. They have to defend just 1 yard of field, right?
Yeah, it's really it's hard looking at you. This rain is coming down right now. But, yeah, I think that those short yardages, right, I think it's going to be crucial in order to kind of get that rush, get some momentum, and get off on third down, right? It's been a story of all the NFL teams this year to really get off on third down because those extended drives have really killed the Broncos, especially lately.
Yeah, well, we know that our offenses aren't really challenging this Broncos defense. According to Stats Inc., Chris Harris Jr. has only been targeted 39 times this year. And while he's been dominant on the field, he's also been busy in the community. And next week, he'll be showing off his foundation with the NFL's campaign, My Cause, My Cleats.
My name is Chris Harris Jr., and my cause is the Chris Harris Jr. Foundation, taking care of all the at-risk kids out there. I started my foundation because I always had a heart for children, and growing up, I didn't have a lot of mentors to be able to help me and give me a head start, so I wanted to find a way that I can give these kids a head start in life. My favorite memory with the children is just taking them out shopping, being able to provide them with great memories like football camps and things like that that they wouldn't be able to afford, and that's something that I try to do with them.
Chris Harris Jr. always representing the underdogs, and we'll be showing off some of the other players' cleats all week long leading up to the game in Miami next Sunday. Matt, it's time to wrap up the show. What's your final thought?
Run the ball. We've heard it all throughout the show, and we heard it from Coach Vance Joseph. It's going to be up to two big backs, C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, and Jamal Charles, but Booker and Anderson are Northern California kids. They want nothing more than to have big games here today. I think that they're due, and I think both of them are really looking forward to this black hole atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, it should be a lively atmosphere today. I'm going to say protect the football. We know how important it is. The Broncos, 23 giveaways this year. That's second worst. And in this rain, it's really going to have to become a priority. All right, that is going to do it for us. We'll be live post-game from inside the locker room and at the podium. But until then, this has been the Broncos TV pregame show.
We got one job today, man. Let's get the W, man. Let's go. Win on three. 1, 2, 3. Win!
Our field, our show. We got something for y'all today, baby.
Home run ball that should be picked. It is! Justin Simmons.
It's all about us. If we win up front, we win the game. Let's go.
And grabbed by Derek Wolfe, and down he goes.
Where about 88? Where about 23? Where about 22? Where about 16? Focus on your job.
This ain't the last one. We'll play like this the last one.
Because Von Miller's got him, and down he goes. Von Miller around the edge like a torpedo.
Hard-nosed, hard-fought game. It's going to be a good one.